but I pity the fool.
I love it when a plan comes together.
Meanwhile, behind the facade of this innocent-looking podcast.
We promised you a great man here tonight.
Very classy, the maker of champions.
Andre, the giant.
WrestleMania.
Everyone has a
place. Ladies and gentlemen, it is electric.
You are fine.
The champ is here.
We interrupt this program for a special news bulletin.
Oh, no. Oh, God. No.
What happened was true. The most bizarre and brutal series of crimes in America. This is the movie that is just as real, just as close.
Crazy! You gotta make us stop!
Just as terrifying as being there.
Please.
Even if one of them survives, what will be left? The Texas Chainsaw Massacre. After you stop screaming, you'll start talking about it.
Okay, 3, 2, 1, it's jam.
Squiddies, it's Dre from the Tattoo Squid Podcast here with, I forgot the name, but she's on the Bad Poets Podcast. So introduce yourself, please.
My pleasure. Well, thank you for having me on. My name is Teresa, and I am the host of Bad Poets Society. So thank you again.
Yeah, no problem, no problem. So folks, you know how this goes. I talk to like podcasters from all different shapes, sizes, genres, the North Pole, South Pole, in between, look out for the equator, you might burn yourself kind of thing. I don't know. But, and, you know, we usually talk about like the podcast itself, but, you know, let's go into, you know, what has gone on in the Bad Poets Society. How was the name become what it is? How about that?
Well, it kind of started up that there's another show that I listen to called Shitty Song of the Week, to where basically their whole premise is they take two songs, pin them against each other, and then the listeners vote to determine which is the shittier song. And like, I absolutely love that show. And there's an episode that they did that they kept talking about the lyrics. And it's one of those things that's like, you know lyrics because like you sing along with them, all that stuff, but it's like when you actually stop to look at the lyrics and take like read them word for word, most for like most lyrics out there are so ridiculous and so awful, and it's like, you know, there's something here. And so it's kind of like playing with the idea, and the first what I was initially going to call it was ridiculous lyrics, but I was just sitting on it and it's like I just don't like the sound of it. And one of the guys that I follow, like I just kind of put out like a mini call to action to like my few followers at the time, and I'm like, okay, does this name works? And he threw out, how about Bad Poets Society? And it's like, oh my God, I love it. And so that's kind of where it stuck.
Oh, okay, cool. I mean, I don't know, people have been asking me like, oh, how did you become your, how did you get yours? And basically I, now obviously you can see I'm tattooed. So I have a tattoo of an octopus on my arm, but I kind of figured, okay, that's not going to work because I can't really think of anything that would go with octopus. But then if you try to go the way that other people would figure, and it's like, oh, that's kind of, you know, naughty. you know, you think it that way. I'm like, no, I don't want to do it that way. But, you know, I'm tattooed, you know, and I like squids as well. So, and I do have a squid on my back, actually, because I just got recently that done. You know, and I was trying to get the whole thing on the back, and the guy's like, oh, that's going to be like $1,500. I'm like, what's the cheapest way? You know, it's like, oh, no, like $400. I'm like, all right, I can swing that. Let's go. And then that was it. But it I can't really tell, but my girlfriend says it looks fine. It's great. You know, and I'm like, okay, cool. But I figured, okay, tattoo and squid, you know, so I'm like, tattoo squid. I'm like, hey, you get like a squid. And actually, which is funny, you know, for the people there, we're going to switch something up here, and I want to show you, so this background, hold on.
Yep.
All right, so you see the squid, right, and it has all those markings. That's what I was going for. I was like, and my friend's son made it for me. Okay. So, you know, and I'm like, listen, you know, put, can you get him like tattoos and wearing a suit? I don't tendly, you know, folks, if you look at me and you're like, all right, he doesn't wear a fucking suit. But I do once in a while, because like I'll wear like the tie, the vest, the dress shirt. And I'll wear shorts or something, you know. I'm not going to wear, like, a full-blown suit. But, I mean, I will. But, I mean, only depending on weather permitting, you know, like we were talking about before. About how the weather is, like, warm and,
yeah,
you know, currently somewhat foggy in, you know, certain areas. But, you know, that's why, I mean, I'll dress up. And so I figured, okay, the squid can be dressed up, too. Yeah. So much.
A formal squid.
Yeah, it's a formal thing. It's almost like a 007 kind of thing. And I was trying to, because a friend of mine, and he kind of did like what you were saying before about call to arms kind of thing. Like you threw something out there. And so this guy kind of threw something out there, and he wanted to do a podcast with just with five random guys or random people. And I'm like, I was the first one to answer it. I'm like, dude, let's do this, you know. And then, so I had the ideas of doing like guys that are, or you know, people that are in suits. And what would be cool, seeing like a humanoid kind of squid, you know, with the squid face, you know, just in a suit, just standing there, you know.
Right.
So the only thing is, I gotta find somebody that knows how to draw like that. But I can't, unless you want to see a stick figure of a squid, that's what you can say. But that's the way for me.
See, and sometimes it's the originalness of it. That's like, that could be your logo right there.
Yeah, but the, you know, the stick figure kind of thing, nah. I've seen other people's logos and everything else, and they really, like, they'll do the Grand Theft Auto logo and... and whatnot. So, you know, I'm like, I need to do something like original, you know, and I figured this, you know, thing was like more original, which is good. You know, I still got some ideas too, so. Especially, I wanted to get like something, you know, like a Squid Army kind of thing, and because I'm calling everybody Squiddies, so you know, like, hey, Squiddies, you know, that's Squid Army kind of, you know. But see what happens, you know.
Hey, it works. Why not?
Yeah, definitely. So what was it? All right, so what kind of lyrics? We're talking about the lyrics. What's your favorite, like, genre of music?
My personal favorite, because what I used to listen to actually before this show, because right now, like, I can only listen to instrumental, like listening to anything with lyrics, like, it's hard on me, because then it's like, I want to pick apart this song. But before, like, I'm metal through and through, like, the harder, the better, like, that's my bread and butter.
Oh, there we go. This is going to be a good episode, art people. I can see this right now. You know, there's going to be some head banging going on here.
Well, yeah.
You know, just got to find the right instruments and the right, like, it's like making dinner, but like a chef.
Yeah.
You got to get the right ingredients.
Yeah, a little pinch of this, a little pinch of that.
And a whole lot of this, and a whole lot of that.
Oh, yeah.
And I'm like, you know, I'm not even going to fucking measure it. Yeah, I'm just going to go.
Yep.
And that's me. I never really measure. I just go by eye. I'm like, okay. Still doesn't look good. Okay, how about that one? All right, good. But, yeah, metal, I mean, what's your favorite... like, what type of bands are of metal that you before you do the show, before you start this dissecting lyrics, doctor, we're gonna put a doctor in there. Yeah, okay. Anyway, thinking of dissecting, you know, like, haha, you know, what kind of bands? I'm sorry.
Before I actually started the show, like, I was going on a huge, like, Devin Townsend kick and Strapping Young Lad kick. Yeah. Like, I think I've listened to City, I couldn't even tell you how many times. Like, I absolutely, I'm going to backtrack a little bit. I love Strapping Young Lad. I love most of Devin Townsend's solo stuff, except some of it just gets a little too fucking weird for me. And I'll listen to it, but it's like, this, I would rather not.
He is a weird cat at times, you know. I'm glad.
Oh, yeah.
I like long hair when you do metal and everything else. I mean, but he had that hold.
Oh, the skullet dreadlocks. That, like, nobody else could pull that off but him.
I mean, I wouldn't even call it, like, dreadlocks. I would call it, like... Yeah, are you a horror movie person?
Yes.
Okay, now, you know House of a Thousand Corpses?
Yeah, Bill Moseley's
Like,
Otis.
That look?
Kinda, yeah.
Yeah, it's like that, you know. But then when he shaved it off and all that, I'm like, okay, it looks better. You know, I mean, it's more, but he still.
I gotta say, he's a good looking cat now that he's bald. I mean, he was okay before, but it's like after I saw him with a shaved head, it's like, damn, Devin.
Believe me, some people have said that about me when I had, to the point where I had to go like this, like, oh, really? Thank you. Yeah. It's like, oh, the
bush.
Yeah, I know. I'm like, you know, because I was working this one place, and I had hair down to here, and sometimes I'll drive the forklift, and I'm still a forklift driver, but the sit-down ones, and I'll drive, and then all of a sudden you see, like, the back of my hair just, like, start flapping in the wind, like, you know, and then all of a sudden my friend just looked, and he's like, he looked like... I think I just saw Jesus go by. Yeah. And I'm like, really? It's not that long. I'm like, what? All right, whatever. But, yeah, so we called. I, you know, a guy came up to me and he's like, listen, you know, he goes, you should shave your head. You know, bald is beautiful. And I'm like, I'm not sure about that. Because I'm thinking, I'm like, when I do the shaved head, I'm going to look like that bald eagle. you know, on Bugs Bunny.
Oh, yeah.
You know, you know, I was like, nah, maybe not. And then one day, my hair was just, I don't know, it wasn't alive. It was just, like, dead. And and then I shaved it off, and then it just started from there. And this was, like, maybe 2013, 2014.
Oh, okay.
So I've been, you know, but it was like more like a crew cut I was doing. I was like doing an electric razor. And then now, I mean, back, you know, like a couple of weeks ago, I was just doing, we call it just the regular, you know, razor and shaving cream.
Yeah, Bic it.
Just Bic it and everything else. And then now I'm like, you watch a couple of episodes of A-Team, you want to be looking like Mr. T. I think, okay, I'll just do the mohawk thing. You know, and it looks pretty good. I'm just still waiting for it to grow a little bit more higher, and then I'll dye it a certain color. I don't know. I'm still.
Well, there you go.
Yeah, you know, I'm like, you know, see what happens. But, so what's your favorite horror movie, actually?
I would say probably the original Texas Chainsaw Massacre. Like, I don't care what people say that. That's one of the most terrifying movies ever. Like, I still jump, well, not like jump, but it's like I get uneasy watching it because it's so masterfully done to where it doesn't have to be extremely violent. It doesn't have to be extremely gory, but it's like it's the mental gymnastics you have to play when you're watching it. Like that scene where Leatherface grabs that guy and he's dragging him in and you see him slam the door and you can hear the screaming. And it's like, you know, something absolutely horrible is going on, but you don't have to see it, and that is terrifying. The unknown, it's like, oh my god.
Yeah. I'm like, holy shit. I'm like, I think I seen, like, you know, pretty much all, oh yeah, even this, like, the newer one, but I'm not gonna get into that. Ugh. Anyway, I don't know if you've seen that.
I'm not a fan of remakes and reboots.
Oh, like, my god, a woman after my own heart. Yeah, you know, I mean, there are certain things that I don't mind if it's remade. Like, say, if it's not been shown for 20-somewhat years or whatever. Like, say there's, like, a one movie and that was it. You know, like one movie, and then you love the movie, and then all of a sudden they'll go and do, like, a remake of it. And I'm like, okay. Like for instance, I don't know if you're a anime person, but there's a guy that has a podcast called Sudden But Inevitable, and he does, like, everything from Dragon Ball Z to everything else. And there's one show that's called Cowboy Bebop.
Yep.
And they made a live-action version of the cartoon on Netflix.
Mm-hmm.
Now, whenever I see something that's remade, I always pick, like, what I don't like about it.
Yeah,
you know, it's just like, you know, folks, I feel like I'm that comedian that's always going, I forget what the fucking guy's name is.
Oh, Lewis Black.
Yeah. You know, yeah. He's like, you know, it's like, I'm doing that whole thing. I'm like, but I'm not like that, but I'm, you know, it's like when I talk about remake movies, I'm like, it just gonna be so, anyway, so, but the remake part of it, I love it. There's the TV series and everything else. They got everything down. The characters, the flying, you know, the spaceships, even down to the brainchild of a kid that has, like, the brain of a computer kind of thing,
mm-hmm.
but just has a mentality of a kid going, hi, you know, but then can do, you know, hacking into your social security number. You know, with no problem.
Mm-hmm.
And then they got, like, an Einstein, you know, corgi, you know.
Yeah.
So it's like that. It was, like, right down to those little tidbits of a thing. And I'm like, I love it. I love this. But then you do a remake of Friday the 13th or Texas Chainsaw Massacre. I'm like, the fuck are you doing? I'm like, holy shit.
Well, like, with the Cowboy Bebop reboot or, like, remake, like, that I'm fine with. But my biggest gripe with horror movies like whenever they decide to remake them, is that, okay, I can appreciate putting a new spin on it, fine. Yeah. But, and I love gore. Don't get me wrong. I love a good gore movie. But when you're basically just remaking a movie or like a horror movie that, and just throwing gore in there just for gore's sake, like that drives me so nuts. And that's what they did with the first Texas Chainsaw Massacre remake, the one with Jessica Biel, was that her name? But like even within the first like 10 minutes, like that girl that they picked up and she pulls out the gun and then kaboom, like, and they show like the whole splatter and everything. Yeah. And it's like, was that necessary? Like that really took me out of it. It's like, I can't enjoy this because you're going for the shock rather than the true, like letting your imagination take over and fill in those blanks. Like to me, it's kind of like shooting fish in a barrel. It's low hanging fruit.
Yeah. I mean, for when I watched it, and I like that movie. I like them. I mean, I liked everything except for the newer one, you know, like I said, folks, but like the older ones, and even the second one, I think the one they had Dennis Hopper and shit, my brain is mushy for right now.
Oh, you mean like the actual original Texas Chainsaw Massacre
2? No, but the original was like the original, but I don't think Dennis Hopper, I think it was in the second one they were in, because
Dennis Hopper was in the second one because there is the original one that came out in like 78 or something. Yeah. And then Texas Chainsaw Massacre 2, that came out in like mid 80s. And yeah, that one had Bill Moseley as Chop Top. Dennis Hopper was the cop.
Yeah, the cop. But there was somebody else. Who else would, Renee Zellweger?
No, she was in the third one. That one had Matthew McConaughey in.
Oh, okay. That's why I got mixed up. Okay. Maybe that,
and that one was just awful.
Like. Yeah, that one I didn't like. That one, I that was the one. I thought Dennis Hopper was in that one as well. I didn't know.
But, I mean, he might have. I've only seen the third one once, and that was too many times, so it's possible he could have been in that.
You know, that's to the point when we're talking about, like, you know, like favorite drinks or something. I'm like, at that time, I'm like getting my drink and I'm like watching it. I'm like, oh, you know, throw out the Coke. I mean, just put a whole bunch of rum in there.
Yeah, exactly. It's like, this is going to be a long 90 minutes.
I'm like, honey, hand me the lighter too. You know, and like fire, you know, comes out of there. Like, oh, shit, you know. But, you know, don't burn the house down. Which I almost did in Pennsylvania. I almost burned the house down because I was trying to, you know, make like French fries and boiling oil and kind of splashed it, and there was a fireball like up in the air. And if you ever seen a cat go Mach 5 up the stairs and into the room, and then you're like, oh, nothing's gonna happen, and you get that intercom system that goes down to your phone, and you're like, your wife goes like, what are you doing? I'm just making fries. But I was like, why is a cat up here? I'm like, oh, but he loves you. He's like, he's underneath your pillow shaking. And I'm like, okay, I kind of dropped them in there and it was like a fireball. She goes, all right, finish what you're doing, that's it, you're not cooking in the kitchen, just go to the barbecue where it's safe, it's outdoors, and if you explode, it's all good.
Yeah, it's less contained.
Yeah, it's less contained, and yeah, you know, I'm like, okay, no problem, I'll do that. Yeah, you know? And then, which I'm, you know, it's like this, you know, like that kind of thing.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'm trying to use my sound effects, folks, and see what happens. So, but we call it favorite drinks.
I'm pretty fond of, I don't drink anymore. I've been sober for 6 years.
I mean, it's good. I mean, we're both, you know, it's like, you know, hi, you know, my name's Andre. How you doing? No, just kidding. I didn't go to AA, folks. I had to take the rough way out. You know, a doctor says you can't do that anymore. Okay, fine.
Yeah. Yeah, that's kind of the reason why I did too. So, yep.
Oh my gosh, see, we got a whole bunch of shit in common here.
There we go.
It's like, horror movies, music, like heart problems probably.
Borderline, borderline.
Borderline, that's what it was. Like, oh, are you a they what was the question they asked me? They were like, not anemic. What's that thing where you can't sleep? Like you sleep and you have
Oh,
a.
sleep apnea.
Yeah, it's like, do you have a series of sleep apnea? I'm like, I don't know. I know I snore, but that's about it. That's all I know because that's what my girlfriend says, and my parents are like, well, we can hear you through the wall. I'm like, okay. I'm like, really that
Like
bad? Okay. But drink wise, well, when you if you were drinking, what would be your taste of a poison or choice?
if I were drinking right now, I would probably either be having a tall boy of PBR or Old Style or Budweiser.
Ah, see, I never really got into that the PBR stuff. It was like Budweiser. You said we call mine's like the basic. As friends of mine would say, the basic bitch. it's like the basic kind of thing. It's like Budweiser, Bud Light, Coors Light, all, like the PBRs and the PBAs and the DUIs and
Well, and it's like whenever, because before, like it took a long time for me to develop a taste for beer, but it's like once I had that taste, like I loved it. But it was more or less that when I would drink, it was I wanted that taste of a beer. Like you tasted it, and it's like that bitter, just like, ooh, and then like also too, like I would drink to get drunk. Like that was priority number one, that it's like I'm gonna get fucked up and I'm gonna jam out to some awesome tunes and I'm just gonna be a silly just mess.
There you go. That was like back. That's back in the like the early no wait, the late 80s, early 90s, going into the late 90s into the early 2000s. That was me, folks. Folks, that was me in a handbasket. You can, but actually, that was me in a shot glass and me in the bar tab and the me in the, oh yeah, there was a whole bunch of shit. But it was awesome too, and especially bars nowadays. You can, I mean, not now, but I mean, like back when I was going bar hopping and everything else, you had pool tables, you had darts, the stuff, and then that's where you mingled. Now everybody's like, oh, you can find a good person over at the grocery store or the church. And I'm like, no. I how are you gonna do it? It's like, oh, you're gonna be down the aisle, like, hey, you gonna use those eggs? Folks, I don't do any pickup lines.
Security.
I don't do any pickup lines. I just ask and that's it. I'm like, listen, do you wanna go out? If not, I'll walk away. And that was it. And then there, everybody has like those like weird like pickup lines. Folks, if you have pickup lines, just email them to me and just so I can see what kind of stupidity I was like I missed. So or just message me on podcast Tattoo Squid, on Twitter. But if the guy does the guy own Twitter now?
Oh, Elon
Elon
Musk.
Musk. Does he own it or is he just like, ah, I don't feel like it now?
I don't know. I stopped caring about that the second I heard about it and everybody was freaking out. It's just like, whatever.
I mean,
Things aren't gonna change.
I don't talk about politics, I don't talk about religion and all that, but that's what the Elon Musk kind of thing, was like going on because it felt like when Trump was president. And then all celebrities are like, oh, if he becomes president, I'm going to move to Canada. And then now I hear Elon Musk and he was like, I'm going to buy Twitter. And all of a sudden, and they're like, oh, if he buys Twitter, I'm going to a different platform. Like, well, what platform are you going to go to? I'm like, everybody's buying something,
Well, and like my whole take on it, it's kind of like like, I haven't been on Facebook in years, but it's like those people that have to make like the long dramatic post that, oh, well, I'm going to be deleting my Facebook account in 10 days and blah, blah, blah. And it's like, so why are you making a scene? Like, just do it. Like, if you want off of Twitter because of this, just do it. Like, you would make more of a statement if you just were like, bye, rather than having to post something, basically, because that's what they're looking for, is for the attention. They want the likes, they want the retweets. That's all it is. Like, you're not like Mick Foley. Like, he made that post where he's like, well, I'm really considering leaving Twitter. And it's like, so why do you have to do this? Just leave. Just be like, you know what, guys, it's been real. Bye.
Oh, I love how people bring up Mick Foley, and, you know, it kind of says to me like, oh, a wrestling fan. Or unless it's just Twitter-wise, you know, so, but.
No, I'm not a huge, like, I used to watch WWF, like, way back in the early 90s. Like, I remember Undertaker, Paul Bearer, like, Doink the Clown, like, all those. But as I got older and when it kind of turned into drama in spandex, like, that's when I fell off the radar. So I haven't watched it in many, many years, probably since the Hardy Boys. I'd have to say that's probably when I absolutely stopped watching wrestling.
Oh, here we go. This is going to be turned. This is, folks, going to be Undertaker's like my favorite, because I got the, I don't know, I can't really show, because it's like with this whole thing in the background, kind of like fades out the arm, so you can't really see it.
Yeah.
But I got the symbol of Undertaker that he wears like on his pants, and it's on the you know, the thing, the symbol that comes down and it goes in flames. So I just look. I even tried to dye my hair like, you know, had like the long black hair kind of thing, and
well, even his walkout music. Like, I'm sorry, hands down, that you had Macho Man, you had the Hearts and all that, but it's like Undertaker had the best walkout music. I don't care what anybody says.
Oh, definitely. I mean, he changes it up too. I think when I had the DVD of, like, The Undertaker, where, like, how he started this. You know, he's sitting at home being married the first time, I think it was. And then they were talking to, like, the other wrestlers, you know, about them. And it's like, well, when you talk to The Undertaker, you know, that's how he sounds. You know, you see him on TV, that's how he sounds in real life. You know, he's not making it like going like, and you're like, hi, my name, I'm Joe Green and Larry Art, and I know long strolls, and, you know, but then all of a sudden you're like, I will kill your soul now, but I will take a muffin and, you know,
and a brisket.
And a brisket and a couple of glasses of spritting wine, you know. So, but so this is good. I don't even think I have an Undertaker the episode art, you know. So I'm like, oh, this is gonna be so fucking good. All right, good. You know, so it's gonna be like, there's gonna be a squid, metal, Cowboy Bebop, A-Team, Mr. T, Bald Eagle again, Beer, Texas Chainsaw Massacre, Hardy Boys, and Undertaker. But you said you didn't really watch, like, you know, nowadays, I guess. I mean, I don't really watch it as much as I usually do, but, yeah.
Yeah, I mean, it was more, like, now it seems like they're celebrating more of like the athleticism with the wrestlers, which, don't get me wrong, like, I'm not here to say that, oh, wrestling's fake, because, oh no, it is not. But it's like, even the storylines that they have, like, it's drama, or it's like a soap opera in spandex, and it's like, I'm not into it. At least, like, back in like the late 80s and early 90s, and even up until like maybe early 2000s, like, yes, it was ridiculous, it was silly, but that's the thing, it was fun. Like, it was just so ridiculous. Like, because Peacock, that they have like kind of clips that you can watch of like old school wrestling.
Yeah.
And they were playing old school Piper's Pit. And it's the one where Snuka.
Jimmy Superfly Snuka.
Yeah, Jimmy Superfly Snuka. but he's in there, and of course he like I'm trying to remember here. Roddy Roddy Piper, he's like, oh, you like coconuts? Here, have a coconut. And he grabs a coconut and he's just smashing it over.
Oh, yeah, I remember that one.
And it's just like, holy shit. And even too, with like, even the Undertaker, that it was so ridiculous that you have like Paul Bearer, this little, this gaunt little man, and like, he's a shit stirrer. And it's like, stuff like that was fun, but now it's like legitimate drama. Yes, there we go.
There we go. And it's just crazy, especially when you hear that, you know. And then yeah, so it's like the dong is like, holy shit, you know.
Oh,
so
yeah,
you can use that even when you curse. You're like, god damn you, son of a. I'm like, yeah, I try it, you know. It's like,
oh shit.
Oh, people are like, what the hell is like church going on over here? I'm like, no, there's no church going on in here. You know, it's the Undertaker music. That's where it goes. But yeah, because you have the Undertaker, Mick Foley, which is in like my backyard kind of area, because I've been living in Long Island, New York, and he's in Long Island. So funny tidbit. And I think I said this before, but, you know, it's been a while, and it's not Christmas. So, you know, folks, Santa Claus is Mick Foley, okay? I just think I'd tell you that right now. Because a friend of mine, she does his beard. You know, so she'll go and she's a salon therapist.
Oh, beautician.
Beautician. I call it a salon therapist. Because they're like, oh my god, you need to do your magic. Go, do, you know. And I'm like, yes, do. And he's like, no, you don't need anything. Just shave it. I'm like, okay, cool. You know, but, you know, they do the whole thing. And then he does, like, and he gives, like, the fake Santa Claus beard and, you know, trims it up and does the whole thing. And I did meet Santa Claus / Mick Foley, you know, at my sister-in-law's, what's it called? The where you the picture, the portrait place that, you know, people don't go to anymore.
Like,
not a photo mat, but a portrait studio.
Yeah.
So, and he was there, you know. It's like, oh shit, he's Santa Claus. I'm like, I'm gonna fucking go. People were having their Cactus Jack fucking t-shirts. And, yeah, you know, and I'm like, and there's only like 8 or 9 of them in there. It wasn't like a whole line or no. I'm like,
right.
And it's like, and then my brother-in-law just looked at me and goes, let me guess, you're here for Santa Claus? And I'm like, yes, but it's Mick Foley. He goes, I'm like, why are we whispering? Because there's kids. Ah, yes. Yeah, you have to,
and it's like you have your little kid moment, like, oh, he is real.
I know. I'm like, you can see like the eyes and all that. He goes, hello there, Sonny. And I'm like, this is weird. I'm like, okay. And then I wanted to just go and walk up to him and go, hell in a cell. You know, but. But then we had this moment where he has like a present and he hands it to me, and I had this look like, you know, like I really love the present, which I do love presents, you know. I'm like, folks, my birthday is in August. I am gonna be making a P.O. box, so, and then you guys can send whatever, you know. Just don't say any anthrax, don't, you know. None of that stuff, no. But anyway, no, we get the present, and then all of a sudden I'm like. You know, like, have that look. Yeah. So, but, yeah, we call it, so Mick Foley and any other, oh, Roddy Piper. You said Roddy Piper, too. That's your favorite.
Oh, yeah.
Yeah. So, but he had Monty, the fuck that guy's name. Like, he was a televangelist. He was a shock jock. Before, I think, even Howard Stern. Monty, Morton Downey Jr. I'm sorry, not Monty.
Yeah.
Morton Downey Jr., you know, and he put that guy in his place on that show. You know, he just like,
yeah.
He's like, here, take a seat. You know, and he pulled up the LC and it had a fire extinguisher on it. He went, you know, and just put him out. He goes, get off my stage, you know. But, so tell us what Bad Poets Society, so sorry. I'm going to change that to society, as we were talking about before.
With the pinky up.
Yeah, hold on. I'm going to drink my drink now.
There we go. Mm-hmm. Pure sophistication.
There you go. Yeah, it's like E equals MC what? Okay. No, that's MC Hammer equals E. No, okay.
Can't touch this.
Yeah, you definitely can't touch. Especially my drinking game glass, you know, that's telling me not to. Yeah, all right, so folks, look. I know I'm not. We're going to talk about that one after. Let's talk about your Bad Poets Society show here. And I think you did give it a little reiterative kind of thing in the beginning, but give it away now. Kind of like Red Hot Chili Peppers.
Yeah, basically, like I had said in the beginning, that I was inspired by Shitty Song of the Week, and that I just started really overanalyzing lyrics and just realizing how absolutely dumb most of them are. Because I remember which one it was that kind of spawned everything that they had episode. It was Devo. What was it? I think their cover of Rocket Man. And then it was going against B-52's Rock Lobster. And it's like, come on. It's like, no way. Rock Lobster, like, that's a great fucking tune. And the guest who brought it in, which got a shout out, Jody B from Po' Boys Podcast. He's the one who brought that on. And I got so mad at him. I'm just like, no, Rock Lobster is a great song. And he's like, dude, listen to the lyrics. Like, these are the most asinine things ever. And that really clicked, because you look at the lyrics, they're dumb. Like, they are so dumb. And after that episode, like, I did, like, I just started honing in on lyrics like a heat-seeking missile. And yeah, like, I mean, I needed a hobby, and it's like, well, podcasting's the cool thing to do now. And it's like, why not? Like, I'm just gonna give it a shot, see what happens.
Okay.
And so yeah, I've been I've had a little bit of a range of I've gone over rap, I've gone over death metal, I've gone over 80s rock. Yeah, like, I pretty much, like, nothing's off the table. Except when it comes to certain genres, that it's like, obviously I can't say certain words, which I'm not about to dabble in, but for the most part, that, yeah, pretty much, like, if I think, or if other people think it's ridiculous, I have no problems making fun of it. So
I was gonna say, I'm like, oh, did she get into, like, death metal? Because you can't remember, you know, you can't even, like, understand the lyrics on death metal. You know, like,
well, I actually, the first and only, which I'm gonna do more of them, but I did Cattle Decapitation's Forced Gender Reassignment.
Oh, that's a good song.
Yes. And the lyrics, like, holy shit, like, they're horrific. Like, these are horror movie quality lyrics. But okay. Like, you know, like, I remember seeing that video, because I think it was, like, Bloody Disgusting, like, it was premiered on their website. And yeah, like, if you didn't know any better, you would think that you're watching a snuff video. Like, this was some
really much what was that band again? I know it was Decapitation.
Cattle Decapitation.
All right, hold on. So I need something to put into the podcast audio. So hopefully I can be able to find it.
You should be able to find it.
No, I know, but, like, you know, for where I get, like, my quirks to put into the thing, you know, like,
right.
Not in the episode itself, because, like I said, I don't really do anything, so I don't know where to put the shit in or around or whatever. And I will dabble, and I usually do it, like, in the beginning, like, before the episode starts, So I'll have the promo, the intro, or whatever, and then I'll put like, you know, like wherever, you know, we'll do a, like say, like put some metal in here or Cowboy Bebop or some, or Elon Musk fucking talking or something. I don't know. You know, Roddy Piper, or that like theme songs or whatever going in there. Yeah. And then, and actually I have like JR, I have JR, which folks, if you don't know, JR, which is Jim Ross, is a commentator for wrestling, and he does.
Oh my God.
Yeah. He has like the Southern drawl kind of thing. And he has a way with words. What was the phrase that I heard today? I was watching a wrestling thing, driving into work. It was, I know, folks, it sounds weird. I'm like, I was watching a video while driving. A lot of people do. But, what was it? It's like, oh, like so-and-so is so close, you know, kind of like 10 and 11, you know, like that kind of thing. And I'm like, wait, what? I'm like, hold on, let me get my therapist on the phone. You know, and I'm like, holy shit, do you understand this? But but there's a thing I found where it's like, he says, shit, or something, or oh, damn it, you know, whatever, you know, like that kind of thing. So I put that towards the end of the episode. So it's like, you know, but that's all, folks. Oh, God damn it, you know, and then that was it. So I always try to put something a little bit funny in there, and I always run by my girlfriend. I'm like, listen, how's this one go? You know?
Right.
And actually, if you, what was the episodes that you listened to of my podcast to get a feel for?
I think, I want to say it was the one with the, what is it? The High Pandas.
Oh, Trash Pandas.
Trash Panda, yeah. I think I caught that one.
Yeah, that was a crazy one. That was a crazy one.
I want to say, did you do one with Dads on Dayquil?
Yeah.
Yep, I think I caught that one.
I think I did like almost like every high-end name I think I have done. I think not all. I didn't have Pixie on yet. Cause God knows she's been doing a lot of shit. She has her fingers like into every kind of podcasting thing. Folks, if you want to know about podcasting, you go and talk to Pixie, cause she has everything written down, put it in triplicate. You know, fucking, I don't know. She's like in it to win it. You know, and honestly, she got the 10,000 followers and showed boob. So, well, not really, but she didn't show boob. She was like.
To be fair, Nick actually showed boob.
Yeah, that's true. Big Nick, you know, folks, if you're listening to this and you're not on podcasting and you're not a podcaster and you're just listening to this for the first time and you're like, what the fuck are they talking about? There's a thing, when you're on Twitter, you get a certain amount of followers and you get the followers and you're like, listen, if I get this amount, I will go and chug gasoline, or, you know, and, or
I think it's like the 10K challenge or something.
Yeah, it was something like that, 10K, whatever. So they reached like 10,000 followers. They're like, all right, I will do the podcast topless. And this is a guy, and the guy has like maybe boobs like I do, I guess. I don't know. But, you know, then Pixie, which is, she's a retired, dancer of the pole. And, you know, I think she's gone back to it, I think, for whatever it's going to be. But, you know, because times are changing, folks, and, you know, inflation. So, you know, especially you need money for that gas.
Yep.
Oh my God, folks. Anyway, I'm not getting political about it, but anyway, so 10,000 followers and all that, you can do this, and you know, he's like, okay, I'm gonna go topless, and she did too, but it wasn't like, you know, there was something showing. You know, she was right by the desk, and you can tell that, you know, that she had the shirt off.
Yeah.
Plain and simple. That was it. So I'm not going to say I'm going to do anything like that, because why would somebody want to see this? No. No one. No. I'm like, you're lucky you're seeing tattoos with the arms and all that. That's about it. So
I don't know. Twitter's a strange place, so you never know.
Yeah, that's true. I mean, but you come across, like, you know, people like, hey, especially like you get like and I don't know if you've gotten this, but I know I've gotten this, where, you know, people are going to follow you, and then you click on it, and then it's like, hi, you know, if you're 18 and over, you know, click this link, and then you can see me being, you know, very naughty on the show, you know, like,
yeah,
wait, what? And I think bots, I think. I don't know.
Yeah, see, I haven't gotten very many of those. I mean, I've gotten a few, like, especially right in the beginning. Yeah. But now I just get inundated with bots. They're like,
yeah,
oh, I can get you top number one spot on UK iTunes. And it's like, bot be gone.
Yeah. Yeah, I'm like, oh, followers. And I'm like, I'm reading. I'm like, oh, fucking shit. No, no, yeah. No. It's like, oh, this one likes more rituals of classy exorcism. Okay, I'll listen to you. Yeah.
Well, I messed with one day, and that ooh, I'm yeah. just like, well, because it was your typical, like, oh, your show is great, and I'd really like to help you grow your audience and blah, 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 blah. And yeah. So I'm like, oh, okay. I'm like, so can you tell me what my show's about? And so about like 10 minutes later, he responds, and he's like, well, I was really hoping that you could tell me about your show, and, you know, that way I can find out your perfect demographic. I'm like, wait a second. So you come in here hot saying that you love my show, but you've never listened to it. Yeah. I'm like, for all you know, my show could be about promoting killing puppies or learning how to figure out the best menu for cooking your best friend's foot. I'm like, so I'm like, is this really something you want to get behind? And, well, I just want to see you get to number one. It's like,
so you were doing the more typically what other people that are on a phone with, like, telemarketers or something.
See, I won't fuck with a telemarketer anymore. I made that mistake once, and they blew my phone up for like 3 months. Like, I was getting calls day in, day out. So I will not fuck with them anymore. But when it's these podcast promotion bots, oh yeah, like, yeah. I have no issue with it.
No, but it's like, I was watching this. There's a woman that does Twitch, YouTube. And like some other, was it Twitch, YouTube, TikTok as well. And her tag name is Sweet Tales.
Oh.
She is like so funny as hell. And I'm not saying weird, but weird in a good way. She gets the people in. She, you know, and she has all these followers. She has like 20,000 followers. And she's like very humbled about the whole thing, which is awesome. But she did a thing where there was like a person that, like, hi, you have something wrong with your computer. You're gonna have to, you know, pay us like $5,000 to fix it and all that. It's like, oh, but it's like, oh, you sound cute, you know. And then she'll just go on and do the whole thing to the point where she gets the guy pissed off. You know, it's the funniest shit ever.
Yeah,
like. And a friend of mine showed me the same thing, like, different guy, you know, he'll just, like, talk to him, and he goes, so how much do I owe you? He goes, yeah, about $15,000. He goes, what if I give you, like, $25,000? Would I get a rebate or something? He goes, no, it doesn't really go that way. I was like, but we're doing so good. It's like, do you like McDonald's? You know, and then he'll just go back, go on and on, and the guy's like, listen, are you going to give us the fucking money or what? It's like, well, hold on. Let me go find out from my, you know, my president. He's sitting in the L room. Yeah, he's just going on, and the guy's not like, you know. So I'm like, I want to do that myself. I was like, oh shit, but I would just crack up. You know, because I would not be able to hold it in. You know, I'd be like, oh, I'm just fucking with you. I have no money. I'm poor. Ah, see ya. Bye bye. You know, you know, it's like, because that happened to me once. All right, folks, I was going on the phone and I was looking at some adult entertainment. and for some reason, it kind of not really locked out my phone, but I was going to go to that. You go to the place where you can just like swipe it so you can get out of it, I guess, you know?
Oh, yeah.
You know, so then you go to your archives, I guess it is, and then you swipe it and then you go and delete everything or whatever that you can be able to do. And it won't let me do it, but then the number pops up. Please call this to be able to reset your phone and all that.
Oh,
I'm like,
yeah.
I'm freaking out. I'm like, oh, I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I'll call the number. And I call the number. And the guy's like, yeah, do you have this and this? And I'm like, yeah. You know, it's like, all right, well, it's going to be like $600 to fix. It's like, do you have a computer? And I'm like, and it was like a hacker guy, you know. So he was like, you know, he's like, oh, I get on my little tablet thing. And he goes, oh, well, this is a tablet? I'm like, yeah, I know it's a tablet. You know, that's what I got. I don't got a mean computer. He's like, you said you had a computer. I said I had a computer tablet. I was like, if you want to go in comedy, you got to listen up. You know?
Yeah.
And then he goes, and I'm like, oh, you're one of those scammers, huh? You know, and he goes, no. I'm like, yeah, fuck you. See you later. You know, that was it. Then I called the phone company that I use my cell phone, and they just walked me through the whole thing, and like everything was good. I'm like, I didn't have to pay $600, folks. So yeah, you know, always screen your calls. Always, my mom does it all the time. Just screen the calls. You know,
like,
she sees it. If it's a number she doesn't fucking know, she's not answering it. Doesn't matter what it is. You know, if you're gonna have like, oh, the nurse called you. I'm like, well, I don't know. I don't recognize the number.
Nobody yeah, my motto is if it's important, they'll leave a message.
Yeah,
so.
Exactly. But even the message is like, you know, yeah. You know, it's all like the scargold and shit. You know, I'm like, what the fuck? Yeah. But, you know, so tell everybody where they can find you at.
You can find me on Twitter at Bad Poets Pod. There you can, if you want to follow me, you can follow me. If you want to leave me some non-constructive criticism, or if you want to let me know what some lyrics are that you think are ridiculous, go ahead and reach out through there. I do have my Libsyn profile for my podcast page. Otherwise, you can find me on Apple Podcasts, Spotify. I don't think I'm on SoundCloud. I'm lazy, so I haven't set up my accounts yet with all of them. But yeah, Google Podcasts, Apple Podcasts, Spotify, I believe Stitcher, Podbean, like, you'll find me.
I think she needs to get like Linktree and put all the stuff in there and make it easier. But I don't know.
I've had a couple of my friends give me shit about that. So how's your Linktree coming? It's like, yeah, how's yours?
Folks, you're going to hate me for this one, but you know, if you're going to follow me, go to Linktree, linktr.ee/tattoosquidpodcast. That's TA2SQUID podcast, all one word. And you get everything from, you know, pretty much whatever. You know, you just look on there. I got merch on there. I got, you know, and I'm going to say this again, folks. I on my merch, you can get shower curtains with my logo on it. Yeah, even this face has a caricature of a logo, you know. So you're gonna have like my face looking at you taking a shower. Yeah. And folks, there is video cameras in the thing. No, I'm just kidding. But I'm
so
only
that cost $200.
No, actually I think it's like 60 something, I think. I don't know. I gotta take a look at it again. I'm thinking about getting one myself. We could, because you know, we're gonna be moving to like some kind of like a house. We gotta find one first, and you know, so I want to get to have it. If we have like a regular shower, I'm like, all right, cool. But you were talking about you were saying something about like I forgot what it was, but there was a story I want to say, and I seen this on TikTok, and it's like the funniest shit, because there's a woman that is sitting in the courtroom. All right, I'm going to make this fast, folks. I know. So the woman's sitting in the courtroom. There's a lady judge. There's her husband is off to the outside because she's getting the child support from him. So judge is like, okay, so do you work? And the husband's like, yeah, I make this and this. And you have the papers right there. Okay. And then looks at the wife and goes, do you work? Or is there anything wrong with you? And she goes, no, there's nothing wrong with me. And it's like, okay, do you work? No, I just don't want to work. I'm like, okay, why are you fucking saying that? And all of a sudden after, she goes, no, I get everything free. I get food free. I get this. I have my car's free. I don't have to pay a dime. You know, I live with my mom. I don't have to pay nothing. You know, it's like, so you're living off of the child support for your child. Is your child alive? Is your child at school? You know, and then all of a sudden she goes, yeah, he's in school. And it's like, is he sick? No, he's a, you know, blah, 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 you know, and she's like, you need to get a job. You're not doing anything. You're just lazy. And the husband's over going like, you know, like you're digging yourself a hole, you know?
Yeah.
So it like, folks, it's nothing. There's no meaning to it. It's just like, it was just like the stupidest shit I've seen. And it was just funny. And I know.
Oh yeah, seeing somebody basically like dig their own grave, it's just like.
It's like they think they're doing the right thing and they're saying the right stuff, and then you're like, and they're not getting it, and then all of a sudden the judges are looking at them like, okay, I'm not going to deal with you right now. Let's get to this, and then I can get back to you, you know, because you need to get a job, you know. And help, and then all of a sudden the woman's like, so it's supposed to be in the good nature of my son that I have a job? It's like, no, it's a good nature that you get a job to help your son.
Yeah, you know, no,
you
shit.
Know, not you know, that you should because, oh, your son, you know, blah, 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 whatever. So, but, folks, this has been the Tattoo Squid Podcast here with Bad Poet Society with Teresa.
All right. Well, thank you for having me on. I appreciate it. It was a blast. So.
Yeah, no, I mean, I try to make it comfortable and worthwhile, and yeah, we get a good rapport or rapport. Yeah, okay. I was gonna say Ripper Man for some reason. I ain't gonna no, but folks, go follow everything that she's gonna be doing and what she's going on and. Follow what I'm doing, what I got going on, and also when you go and you listen to the podcast, go when you go to Anchor, if you go to Apple Podcasts or whatever, you know, like, you know, support, you know, donate money if you want, you know, because I'll collect, and I'll be like that woman. That was the whole idea. That was the whole thing, you know, about, you know, getting money and all that. And, you know, like, oh yeah, I'm like, yeah, that's what this woman was trying to do, get money and not do shit. Folks,
and if I could, I just completely remembered. I do actually have another side show that I'm doing with Jody B from Pole Boys Podcast and also from Porn Stash Podcast that is called Kids Watch Garbage, to where we analyze the shitty shit that our kids enjoy to watch and we decide to make fun of it. That is also, that's released singly on both my feed and on Jody B's feed. So that usually comes out about once a month. So yeah, look for that as well.
All right, wait, I got
it. And I'm done with my plugs.
So wait, that's the name of the thing? Kids Watch Garbage?
Yep, Kids Watch Garbage.
That's the name of the wow, okay, cool. All right.
That's a side project that I'm doing with two of my buddies. So
yeah, Porn Stash, right?
Yep, Big C.
Big C. Oh, is he a big guy?
I mean, I don't think he's like, I don't know how tall he is. I mean,
No. I'm just wondering. I'm just, no, I'm just like, because I seen him on there and I talked to him a couple of times and all that. I was like, all right, you know, get like a, you know, the sexually active porn stash, you know. But hey, maybe I can get you guys on. We could, you know, like down the line or something.
Yeah, definitely.
Yeah,
Because I
okay.
know we're all pretty flexible, so pretty much it's just either tweet at us or slide into them DMs.
There's another reference, folks. Yeah, slide into our DMs. What we're gonna do? We're gonna do slip and slide. Whee!
Yeah.
But or you can do oil, or you can do baby oil, or you can
Yeah.
do water, or salt water,
Yeah.
or just I don't know. I just lost a train of thought after a while. They're saying salt water and this and that and everything else. And I know about porn stars being very, very, very sexual people. So,
Oh yes. No, they're great guys. I
oh
absolutely
no,
love being in the
I
scene.
believe me. I'm not. I love talking to different people. I love talking, getting like different aspects of different people. And when you mentioned about Trash Panda, folks, if you go listen to that episode. That is just like off the rails. And usually, I can be able to handle. And a friend of mine's like, it kind of seemed like you could not be able to do anything. You were caught in your own show and you couldn't do nothing. I'm like, I could. It's just like it was funny as hell. And I'm like, I'm just let all right, fucking roll with it. That's it. Yeah. If you have a guy that's going to say, oh, listen, I'm going to go shopping while I talk to you. And that's what he did. So. But all right, kids watch garbage.
And
Jody
Bad Poets
B.
Society.
Yeah, Bad Poets Society. No, I know. But it was like Teresa from Bad Poets Society, and then I'm just writing this down for future reference. On hold on,
Oh, gotcha,
no,
gotcha.
but you know, yeah, we'll talk about it in a little bit after this. So, folks, take it easy. It's Friday. If it's cloudy or foggy by you. If you've seen the movie The Fog, stay indoors. Because there might be some people in the ferry with hatchets, kind of ghostly. Don't watch the remake of The Fog. That's all.
No.
The original, awesome, fucking awesome. I forgot what the woman's name is. Anyway, all I know is that she has very talented hands. So, all right, on that note, let's just leave. And before I drown myself into something else. Ready, folks. Folks, just go and like, subscribe, go on YouTube, go support every podcast you listen to, and it helps us out in the long run. It helps out Bad Poets Society. It will help out kids watching garbage and myself, and we can make it a lot better. So, folks, good night, and I will talk to Teresa in a little bit. So, sit still and take it easy. All right, adios.